6:33. Sydney's Magic 2CH.
It happened on the beach at Ballybally. I found him dreaming on the golden sand. It happened on the beach at Ballybally. It wasn't long till we were holding hands. And while we strolled along the beach together, we kissed and then he promised to be mine. Why, you could have knocked me over with a feather when he told me that he came from Caroline.
That's the song that proves that the Americans discovered Bali and its joys before we did. That was recorded by Benny Goodman back in the 30s. Now, we all know about Bali today, and Sheridan has just flown back from Bali yesterday morning. Is that right? Good morning.
Oh, so lucky to have arrived back yesterday morning, yes. As a result of that volcano exploding on the island of Lombok, which is off Bali, Mount Rinjani, all the airlines were cancelling flights this morning. Jetstar, I think, might have just started to put some back on, but I know that Tiger Air and Virgin Airlines have cancelled because of all that volcanic ash that's floating around in the air.
Now, why were you visiting Indonesia anyway?
Well, okay, I was a guest of FEALAC, F-E-A-L-A-C, which is stands for the Forum for East Asia and Latin American Cooperation, and I was sponsored by the Ministry of Tourism to go on this visit. We spent two nights in Jakarta, two in Yogyakarta, which is in central Java, and two on Bali. But anyway, I was just going to go back to the volcano. It's one of the most powerful, that Mount Rinjani, in Indonesia. And Indonesia is a country of 250 million people sitting on what they call the Ring of Fire, the string of fault lines across the Pacific Ocean. And I know that many people have been stranded at Denpasar Airport overnight. I imagine that's very frustrating. But look, one thing about the airport at Denpasar, which is the capital of Bali, is it's brand spanking new. It was only opened 2 years ago. It's now called the Nyurah Ras Airport, and it has this wonderful, really beautiful roof, which looks like a white wave. As you know, a lot of Australians go there to go surfing. So very, very impressive new airport, and a very impressive new airport also at Jakarta, which I was surprised the Ministry of Tourism didn't really sort of talk up. I think it's only open at the moment to Garuda Airline flights, and it's been renamed the Soekarno-Hatta Airport. Cost them, about $500 million to install, but absolutely stunning. I mean, almost as big as the one at Dubai, I think, and I know that they're trying to attract passengers there. Instead of going to Changi in Singapore or to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, they're trying to get them to fly through this fabulous new airport at Jakarta. So very impressive. Now, we went to Yogyakarta. The airport there is not so impressive, let me tell you. It's very small. Even though it's the third busiest, it's small and hectic. And that's where a Garuda Airline flight went down in 2007 with a number of Australian journalists and diplomats who were injured, well, killed actually. Morgan Mellish from the Financial Review was killed in that accident. And I must say, it was a pretty bumpy ride into Yogyakarta Airport. And there's a huge volcano near there as well called Mount Merapi, which is known as the Fire Mountain. It's the most active in Indonesia. Well, we didn't have any problems with volcanic ash there, let me tell you, the other day. But we did go up the mountain. We went on this lava jeep tour, which I think actually is really for young people, because I went bang, bang, bang up and down in the jeep, going over all these basalt rocks, going up to halfway we went up the mountain. And we saw, actually very sadly, we saw one of the villages that had been abandoned and was covered in ash. One of the villages had built a museum. It's called Sisa Hataku, and it means My Remaining Treasure Museum. And you can see all these twisted old radios and TV sets which have been burnt by the fire, skeletons of animals. It's actually really very sad. And a melted clock with the date on it when the volcano erupted. That was back in 2010. I mean, that volcano erupts a lot. That's Mount Merapi. But, you know, there's some good aspects to volcanoes erupting, and that is soil fertility. So Indonesia is very, very fertile. And all around Yogyakarta are the most beautiful rice fields and magnificent gardens. And there are two outstanding temples there. There's one called Borobudur, which is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world, and another one called Prambanan, which is the biggest Hindu temple. Both are UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And I must admit, look, you wouldn't want to go to Indonesia and miss those, because they are really, really outstanding. And they're surrounded by very lush green gardens, you know, frangipanis and all those beautiful tropical flowers and trees. So volcanoes don't just have destructive impacts. They also have very, positive outcomes.
That's good news.
Yep.
But listen, you're the food lady. Did you
go
to any interesting restaurants?
I am the food lady. What was interested me, because we did have a meeting with the Deputy Minister of Tourism, was that he doesn't seem to think that culinary tourism is really very important. Now, that was news to my ears, because I would have thought that culinary tourism actually these days is outstandingly important. We did get to a couple of interesting restaurants near Yogyakarta. One I really loved, it was called the Stupa restaurant, and I would highly recommend that, because you sit outside overlooking these gorgeous rice terraces. And I must say, the buffet that was prepared for us there was really outstanding. We had the gado-gado, which is the Indonesian vegetable salad, which is served with the peanut sauce, and a very delicious ayam dharma wangsa, which is a typical Javanese dish made with shredded chicken and shredded green mangoes with red onion and capsicum and carrot through it. I really loved that. And some fresh sliced fruits, tropical fruits, with what's called es dawat, which is a very, very delicious dessert of glutinous rice, jackfruit and palm sugar. Central Javanese cuisine is actually really quite sweet, and I certainly did find that at this restaurant. We also went to another one called Kali Opak, which is on the Holy River of Kali, K-A-L-I, and I had a couple of very interesting dishes there, including one called Tran Cham, which is a central Javanese salad made with cucumber, mint, beans and bean sprouts, and also a pandan crepe, which was absolutely delicious. It's favoured with pandan, which is a green leaf, well-known throughout Indonesia. Tastes a bit like vanilla. And then it was filled, rolled up and filled with sticky rice, coconut sugar and coconut milk. I really love that. Yes, so interesting that they're not thinking of promoting culinary tourism. I'm surprised by that.
Will we get some of that information on your website?
I will be writing a couple of stories, yes, and they'll both be on my website, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Most people live on a low.